Good evening. This is another one of those things where I'm like, there's 31 days in every month, and there's not, and I am just a big old bundle of farts. So, that's my bad. That is my bad. I think the reason I thought it especially about this month is because I just kept thinking, like, it's October. October has 31 days. The 31st day is Halloween, and it's September, and there's 30, and I am inevitably going to have to do that bullshit soundgasm thing once again. You can't see it. I'm sticking my dildo to my head. It's not working because I have luxurious hair. Also, I got a new chair because I was sick of dragging my old one into my closet. And this one is a fucking creaky, squeaky son of a bitch, which is an absolute pleasure and honor to edit around. Speaking of editing. So, I'm using my new mic, right? I've used my new mic for all of my recordings this month. Good fucking God. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time with it. When I first got it, I was like, oh, brilliant. Simple. Has a nice, like, rich sound. And then I tried recording more than just, like, a few sentences of me going like, wow. And it's, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I've tried multiple configurations for, it was also only recording, it was recording in stereo, but only on one side of the mic. And that took me a stupidly long time to figure out. It's a very simple solution. But a lot of times I don't know what to Google to solve my issues. And then the other times I try to Google things like, where did I leave my car keys? So that just, it's a tumultuous relationship. It's strained. But, well, I love Google, and it pretends to be happy when I show up for Thanksgiving. I don't know if that whole joke landed. It didn't start as a joke. It just is me talking because I have not slept well. I fucking... I'm not manic, but I am stressed. I just had, this month ended up, it was honestly good. The first, like, half of the month was good. And I had, like, recorded everything, and then I had gone back, and I had been like, oh, these recordings aren't very good. So then I went back and redid them again, and then I was like, okay. So the first time, I just kind of stopped it early on because I was like, okay, my acting's not very good. Now I had to stop it halfway through, like, multiple edits or projects, and just go, you know what? I'm really bad at using this mic. So, another time for each of them. Also, you're gonna hear that I do an accent in one of them. Leave me alone. my original take was very, it was worse. And I'm not saying this to be self-deprecating. I don't need you guys to give me a pat on the back. I just like to express myself, and I like to be forthcoming about at least some of my faults. So it just makes me more comfortable if you know that I know that it's not very good. And that's all I'm saying here. Again, not looking for ass pats. Just wanted to let you know that I am aware. And I'm trying to do something about it. The first time that I recorded that audio, I couldn't really find a lot of, like, Irish media to watch. You know, like, there might be a few, like, movies. I tried Father Ted for a little bit, but ultimately, what I landed on was Dairy Girls, so the accent ended up sounding very Dairyland. And also bad. And in a way where you just couldn't understand what the fuck I was saying. I didn't know what I was saying. And I wrote the damn thing. I just didn't know. It was one of those things where I would have lines that I would listen back to over and over and over and over again and just have no fucking clue what I said. And not even really remember what the line was, because this one got edited a bit after I originally recorded it. And then I hated that, and then I obviously went back and did it again. But I couldn't remember the exact lines, and man, that really prevented me from understanding the line at all. So that wasn't good. So this time, I'm sure it's a mixture of, I started trying to find some other media to consume, and I ended up just watching a lot of clips of Tom Branson from Downton Abbey. So I'm sure it's a mixture of Dairy Girls, Tom Branson, and I don't know, why don't we throw in the Lucky Charms Leprechaun in there? Just to be safe, just to round it out, make sure I'm not missing anything. But yeah, I have another one that you will hear. Well, I don't want to give it away because this is definitely going to come out before the audios do. Holy hell. Also, why does my computer keep restarting itself? This is happening lately and it's cheesing me off and making me nervous. She's an old gal, but I hope she still has, a while left to kick around. I think what I've learned, especially with this new mic, is that I finally have like a desk set up, which is great. It was a fucking pain in the tit to set this thing up. I don't know if I talked about this before, because I had set the desk up, I think, last month. But man, I was never good at math. I was never good at science. And now I'm not good at following IKEA directions. And I think that's indicative of the type of person I am. And I'm not saying I'm ashamed of it, but I am saying I'm embarrassed. So it took me a bit. There was a lot of cursing. I got a splinter, and I think permanently fucked it up in a little bit. Not in a way where it's like really sincerely, she's not like deformed, but she's got a snaggle tooth, that kind of thing. Doesn't really affect her performance, but, it is a cheap IKEA desk. Wait, it's not IKEA. It's Walmart. That made me... I had so much... I was raised to just... My parents were always like, we don't shop at Walmart. Not because it doesn't have great prices. Just because they're terrible to their employees. And they are. But also... I don't know. I guess I'm just a... I hope I'm not a bad person for shopping at Walmart. I'm sure I've shopped at way worse places. Anyway, I needed a desk ASAP, and I got one at Walmart. Have y'all seen that Onion news story about it? It feels a little bit like that, but I've also kind of... it's been kind of like exposure therapy. Not in a way that's necessarily good for me, but in a way where it's worked, where I'm just like not as kind of like hiding my face in shame whenever I walk in. Hiding my face in shame sometimes when I'm at the register, because for some reason it just doesn't want to accept my card like half the time. And I always have to go, I know that because I'm shopping at Walmart and because I'm in my pajamas, I know you think that means that I'm not good for it. I promise you I can pay for this shampoo. I swear to God. What were we talking about? Nothing to do with my personal life, I assume. My desk. My desk is a teensy bit wobbly, And it is also kind of where my knees tend to be because I sit like a bastard. And I just the tiniest little thing sets this mic off. And the number of times that I had to, like, when I hear a line that's fucked up and I'm like, God, I'm going to have to redo that one. I didn't do another like take or whatever. And I'll like make a marker and I'll write it down and be like, okay, I'm going to redo these lines. And it just got to the point where there were so many, so many individual lines that it just, I hope that laugh didn't fuck you up. I swear to God, I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm trying. It also records really quietly, but also it like peaks both really easily. And I think maybe my voice is just naturally shrill. So I guess it's a me problem, but, I just had to redo so many because I clearly ended up accidentally jostling the mic in some way without realizing it and just fucking up so many takes. And I don't think I used this chair when I did it. I'm pretty sure I didn't. But if I didn't, then I guess my other chair was creaky too, because son of a bitch, it just was constant creaks in the background. Yeah, so, you know, you live and you lose, but you also live and you love. And you know what I love? I love those new oat milk apple crisp macchiatos that they have at Starbucks. And I have had far too many already this season. What am I talking about? I don't remember. Oh, I fucking broke my tooth. I don't know if I told you all that. I didn't. I know I didn't. Anyway, I broke my tooth. So that kind of sucked. It's fine, but it is broken. It is very sharp now. Gonna have to figure that out. I don't know what else I can say without giving away what I recorded. Okay, I talked about that one. I'll just give a general. So one of them is very, I wanted to do one that was just genuinely goofy and kind of felt like you were actually in a long-term relationship, you know, where you can like fuck up and laugh during sex. I feel like I haven't done any of those, or if I have, it's been really minimal. I kind of wanted to put the focus on that. So hopefully it comes through and isn't just terribly unsexy and obnoxious. And then, what the fuck is my other one? Oh yeah, the one that I, the one that I realized, while editing, that is incredibly similar to another audio that I have planned for the ever so often mentioned and remembered Refined Defilement series. I know everyone's just like, you know, pacing, waiting around to hear more about that. But I realized, oh no, that's basically just almost exactly, not done in the same way, but close enough where I'm just like, oh fuck. You know what? There's enough differences. I'm gonna treat it like a, you know, The Simpsons did it kind of thing, except I'm The Simpsons and Family Guy and South Park. So I'm just, you know, repetitive and redundant. Anyway. Can you hear that? I'm trying to figure out how, like, sound effects work. I have a pop filter on, and it doesn't work very well. I had, like, one of the little, like, mic, the big foam condoms on it, and that just really muffled everything. But at the same time, it did help with the I always forget. This is one of those words that I read it and my mind just kind of goes zoop and gets it in there, but I never really, like, you know, sound it out in my brain. Plosives? Is that even right? I can't even, now I can't even read it in my brain. Is there an E in it? You know what? Doesn't matter. The condom didn't work. And the pop filter is not doing as well a job as you would think. But again, I think I'm the issue here. So I can't really be mad. I mean, I can be mad, but you know, but should I? Yeah, lot to still do. I also had this week, I was like, all right, I'm going to get it done. I have like a plan. I've mapped out each day for what it's going to be. And then I looked at my calendar and realized that I had multiple things to do like all through the week that were going to jumble up that schedule. And whenever I talk about this, I don't want you guys to think that I'm sitting here and going, you know, like, God, I could have, but I just couldn't. God, oh, man, sure is hard being me. What a victim. Because I'm not. I'm just venting. And you don't have to listen. You can go scoot it ahead or you can turn it off. But I, you know, I could have done it. I'm just bad at figuring out how to get myself to do it. Once I'm like disrupted. If you guys have any tips or like a magical pill, I would love a magical pill. I would take a magical pill for at least 8 different problems in my life. I can't think of anything else to say. Sorry for the gross sounds just now. Sorry also if you can hear my guts. The number of times that I turn on the mic and go to record and you just hear my stomach be like, for not a lie, like 30 minutes. And then I just fucking stand up fuming. And I just go get myself a bowl of muscadines and just, you know, seethingly just shove them down my mouth, get like chipmunk cheeks and probably break my tooth again on one of those fucking seeds. Anyway, this has been a check-in. I am tired, but we're just going through. We're just moving on forward. You, heads up, boys. Audios are coming to town. They're okay. I, right? Yippee-ki-yay. Yahoo. Yeehaw. All right. I'm gonna go keep working. Okay. All right. Oh, goodbye. Oh, fuck.